Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore's panel of judges have now literally been pulled from a hat. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, you and I were watching this live as it was actually taking place. We have a press release at lc.org for people who want to see the photograph of it, because we did a screen capture, and right, there it is. And here we have four people. The acting Chief Justice, Lynn Stewart, is off to the side.
She's in the background.
In the background there. But we have four people. And one person literally has a box over her head with the left hand.
We had to laugh. We just had to laugh. This is ridiculous.
It has a bunch of names in it on pieces of paper. And she would grab above her head the name or a name with her right hand, hand it to the person
out of the box on that was sitting on top of her head. Yeah.
Right. Hand it to the person on her right. That person would read the name out loud, give it to another person who's seated, and that person would write the name down. And all of this was being overseen by the governor, who was standing behind them watching the process. So they went through 50 names. They put them in order of how they were drawn. And then they're selecting from those going down the list which ones can serve to make up a panel of seven for the Chief Justice's argument at the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yeah, it was like we were watching, you know, you choosing teams for elementary school or choosing Valentine's or something like that, pulling it out of this box, you know. So these are all retired judges that are in this box, and they're pulling them out and handing them. So it's like, really, this is the Alabama Supreme Court?
But, you know, Matt, you know, we did ask for this. We asked for it to be a public, transparent drawing of names so that the public could view it. And they did that. I mean, it just looked a little interesting when you watched it. But what they did was a public drawing of names, and they invited the media and the public, and it was broadcast live on television, so we got a chance to see the actual process.
Well, this started out as a kangaroo court to begin with, because there was clearly, it was biased, the fix was in. They didn't even follow the law, the rule of law in Alabama. When you have, you know, a court in Alabama not even following the rule of law because they have somebody politically targeted for removal. They couldn't get the unanimous vote that law requires to remove Justice Moore. So they remove him effectively by suspending him for the rest of his term. Well, that's a removal by any objective standard here. So when it starts off as a kangaroo court, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that it is now devolved into a circus. And that was kind of the atmosphere, and the appearance of this whole thing was kind of a circus-like atmosphere.
Yeah, what we did not ask for, though, was these to be chosen out of retired judges,
right,
because they are not accountable to the people, and that's a concern we have now.
We asked that they be current sitting judges that would be accountable to the people, because there has certainly been a need to have accountability in this case, because so far, no one that the Chief Justice has been in before is accountable to the people. The Judicial Inquiry Commission, they're not elected. The Court of the Judiciary, they're not elected. Now he's going to be before a panel of seven judges at the Alabama Supreme Court, and not a single one of them are elected. They're all retired. Former judges, yes, but they have no more judicial career. So they're not elected. So on all three levels, he is before people who have zero accountability to the public. And the public in Alabama has increasingly over the years wanted to have their judges accountable to them.
Understandably.
Yeah. Well, the people of Alabama, the voters of Alabama, they're paying close attention to this, and they are savvy. They've seen this before with Justice Moore being targeted for political purposes. They see it again now. And Richard Cohen wrote an op-ed piece for AL.com. He's the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I wrote an op-ed responding to that, which incidentally AL.com declined to publish. I guess I don't know what, you know. But the reality, he said that they acknowledge that the judges who voted to constructively remove in violation of Alabama law, Chief Justice Moore from the bench, that they recognize that this would be a wildly unpopular decision. He recognizes it's a wildly unpopular decision. Well, that's right. That's because the people of Alabama expect judges of all people to follow the rule of law. Yes. Of course, it's wildly unpopular.
Yeah. So now what's going to happen is, by the way, before I even talk about what's going to happen, the interesting thing is, now there's no Alabama Supreme Court justices. They all have recused on this case. What does that mean? Well, obviously it means they're not going to be participating directly in the outcome of this decision, but it also means they have just washed their hands of the motion that we filed to unseal the previous record from May. They're not the court anymore.
So they just threw that out the window.
Yeah, they ignored the motion.
The public will never know what really was happening.
They ignored the motion. We asked them to unseal the record in May so that you could see what they did behind, I don't mean they as a whole, but what three of the Alabama Supreme Court justices did behind the scenes. And the other three other judges that Lynn Stewart selected, what they really were like. But now, you know what? They've washed their hands and they're not going to let the public see what happens. Why? Because they don't want you to know. I mean, this is the reason why these court records are generally not sealed. There's a presumption to make sure that these court records are open to the public. We have asked for them to be unsealed. There's no reason for them to be unsealed, sealed anymore. The only reason for them to be temporarily sealed back then was because it was before the charge made, and anything before the charge is confidential. But after the charge, everything becomes made public.
There's accountability there.
So after the charge, we asked for it to be unsealed, and they're not allowing it. Now they're going to say, oh, we can't because we have recused ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But they should have unsealed it before they recused themselves. They don't want you, the public, to see what they did.
And that's just a microcosm for what we're seeing nationwide, isn't it? What's happening in Alabama.
Yeah.
This culture of lawlessness, of corruption, of non-transparency, of behind the scenes. You know, when we have ongoing FBI investigations of a major political presidential candidate going on right now, criminal investigations, and when you have people wanting, actually saying, we need to shut the FBI up. We don't want this information getting out. That's just part and parcel of what we're seeing there in Alabama. When things are being done behind closed doors, if they don't have anything to hide, why not just let the information out and let the American people decide?
You know, when you ultimately start to erode our Judeo-Christian foundation, you have a problem within our system. And George Washington and John Adams, they all recognize this. John Adams said, our Constitution is made only for a moral and a religious people.
Hmm.
It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It cannot and will not work when you superimpose it over a people that have no morals, and they have no morals because they have no religious teaching. Our government is made, our Constitution is made only for a religious and a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I think he knew what he's talking about. He was one of the signers of the Constitution, and he was there in the early days. He was the first vice president, the second president of the United States. He knows what he's talking about, and he's not alone. The problem that we're seeing right now is we have people in power, in government agencies, in elected positions, that simply ignore the rule of law, and they simply try to manipulate the engines of power. And I think the people of America are tired of this. We're frankly fed up with it. We need transparency. We need people who are honest, who are going to do the right thing. We need to get back to the king himself is under the law.
Right.
The problem that we have with some of the WikiLeaks things that we see, the problem that we have with the issues that we see in Alabama is the king is not under the law. The king is the law. The rule makers become the law to themselves, and they get special treatment, whereas the common everyday citizen, if they do the same thing, they get nailed. In this case, Chief Justice Roy Moore gets removed for 2 years and 4 months, the longest suspension in history under this rule when it was amended, and another judge before the same court gets removed, suspended for 6 months for sending naked pictures of himself to a litigant that appeared in his courtroom. So the difference in treatment between these two?
There is no justice.
There's no justice. It's astounding.
You know, our founders would just weep. what they saw, what was going on with the greed and the power hungry things that are going on in our system now.
Well, pray for this case. We're going to be evaluating the judges who are going to be selected and put on this panel, and then we'll be moving quickly to the Alabama Supreme Court for the final hearing. We want to get this thing over and done with as quickly as possible and get the Chief Justice back on the bench where he was elected to serve as Chief Justice by the people of Alabama. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Support the ministry financially. You can go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.